Blog Talk Radio.
My God bless you, brothers and sisters, family and friends. How are y'all doing this wonderful evening? You know what? I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was saying how his family treated him as if he was the man who was of a disease. As I was listening to him, I could not help myself but to think about the leper. If you remember, there was a man who had leprosy, and Jesus did not, well, you know what? I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm actually getting ahead of myself. Please excuse me. Allow me to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I love you. I'm so overjoyed with you, so at peace with what you have provided in my life until literally, Heavenly Father, everything that has to do with life literally causes me to understand that you are the life. And anything that happens in life, Father God, has to do with peace. So although everything around us may be at war, I'm so glad that you are the life, that you're the way, and you are the truth. For Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm so overjoyed with what you have provided us, thus enabling each of us to see how wonderful it is to enjoy peace and tranquility. There's nothing greater than what you have provided us, Heavenly Father. I ask you to use me. I'm completely submitted to you. Humility is what you have caused me to become. I am, Heavenly Father, just a cup. Fill me up so somebody can get a cold drink of water. I thank you in the name of Jesus. I say amen. My beloved brothers and sisters, I literally say thank you. I thank God for each of y'all, and let's begin. Okay. As I was this beautiful brother, he was so filled with sadness because he loves his family. His wife, his mother-in-law, even his own mother, they all stay in the same place. As I listen to how wonderful it is to see that he have come to a point of just simply saying, I love Jesus. I want to thank my family for helping me be encouraged to love Jesus. The more that I listen to this man, the greater I found how wonderful it is to be in his company. I'm going to share with you why. And because if you know anything about being pushed on the side, if you know anything about being kicked to the curb, if you understand anything that has to do with needing people your most vulnerable time and finding that they don't even want to touch you, if you know anything about what people do to people when you're in the most need, you'll know how the pain can surpass all understanding. You'll know how can be that which flows uncontrollably. I know what that's like. I remember a very long time ago, while I was about 9, I found out that my stepfather wasn't my father, and I got to tell you, it hurt, because I had deposited a great amount of love in this man, although I knew that he was a man of dishonor. Yet he was the only father I knew. And my mother came to me and said, I have something that I need to tell you. And when she explained the reality of my not being his child, it all came crashing down in such dismay until literally I was too heartbroken to even speak. And as a child, I was a person that would. As a matter of fact, as I grew older, I've learned not to speak as much. But as a child, I would talk you to death, as my mother would say. Yet when I got that news, I came to a point to where the only thing that I wanted to do was to enjoy the fact that I have a family. Because as I learned throughout my growing up, that there was a many children that was without a man in their life. As this man grew more weary in his drinking, I come to find out that he would do such things as say, that's right, you are not my child. You are not worth anything. You are not about nothing. You are a West Indian waste. And look at my children that come from the same womb that you came from. But you was a mistake. That's why your father decided to leave your mother, because you are such a waste, until he did not want to be around you. I know what it's like to have people convince you that you're no good. I know what that's like. Yet, while in my growing process, that reality that was placed upon me, I call it the reality of deception, feel as though I wasn't worth nothing. So I built a relationship with hatred and pain, suffering. I built a relationship with fear and frustration. I built a relationship around things that would cause me to say, I'm going to get mine. I'm going to get mine. It's all about me. I don't care what anybody say. It doesn't matter to me what anybody do. I'm going to get mine. Now, you know, the one thing that I come to understand about the devil, he loves when you say you're going to get yours. He loves it. And the reason why is because of the fact that he knows that selfishness is one of the greatest aspects leading to destruction, because that which becomes of selfishness finally leads to pride. And if we understand anything about pride, we understand that it comes before the fall. See, he loves to see us fall. He loves to make us feel like we are not about much at all. So, as I was listening to this young man, I come to be in remembrance of the things that caused him to say, me, that is, the devil is a liar. I listened to this man for approximately an hour. Seems I've been given an hour to a lot of people, which I love, because it allows me the ability to know, to practice, to be quick to hear, slow to speak. Finally, this man wrapped his arm around me because he saw in my eyes the steadiness that said, I am listening intently as if I myself am speaking. And it was me speaking. Because when you come to a point of loving people, you put yourself into position that they are in. Now, you may not experience what they experience. You may not have dealt with what they are dealing with, or even you may not have dealt with it the same way they're dealing with it, even though you experience the same thing. But surely each of us have dealt with pain. Each of us has dealt with something that will cause us to say, I feel like an outcast. I feel like I'm not worth too much. As a matter of fact, I feel like a peasant. I don't like what it feels like. I know about that very well. I'm very familiar with those feelings. But now, you know, what happened here is, as he wrapped his arm around my shoulder, he came to a point and he said, do you have a word for me? Is there anything that you can tell me that helped me not feel what I'm feeling? And I said, well, you know, the only thing I can tell you is that it is nothing new under the sun, that everything that has to do with this life down here under heaven has to do each of us having to deal with being led to Jesus. So it's something I'm going to share with you. Check this out. This is in Matthew. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Matthew chapter 8. I'm going to start at 1, okay? When he was come down from the mountain, great multitude followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Now, I just read Matthew 8, 1 to 3. As I brought that forth to the young man, what I come to find out is it don't matter whether or not it was back then when Jesus was there or before Jesus came on the earth. People is going to do people wrong because the sinful nature of people always develops if we don't allow us as people to love God with all of who we are and to make the exchange in which will allow us to show what God does in spite of the things that people do. So as I was explaining this to this young man, that you got to understand that the reality of people is this. David said in Psalms 51 and 5, the moment I was conceived, I was a sinner. The moment that the sperm hit before I knew anything even of consciousness. I was a sinner. And when I was born, I was shaped by people who even loved me in iniquity. They loved me, but they not being of Jesus, shaped me to be even a greater sinner. They did things that they should not have done. They said things around me that they should not have said. As I listen to God talking through me, I come to this reality. That if you are not of God, you do not have the capability to understand the reality of touching somebody. But if you are of God, then the capability shall be empowered by that of the Holy Spirit to touch somebody, even if they harmed you, they did something or said something harmful to you. You're not going to allow yourself to do that which says, I'm casting you away. Yet, if you happen to be the one that was cast away, you're going to, by the Holy Spirit, remember that Jesus will touch even the worst of us, that he will provide love on a level that will cause us to understand that when he touched you, you literally begin the process of being cleansed immediately. Now, if you understand anything about what I read, it said that the leper worshipped him, healing in the worship. There's healing in the worship. A person who has leprosy, literally nobody wants to be around. They would actually cast you out from the family. You had to be so far away from people until you're by yourself. But because of Jesus being who he is, because of Jesus being as he is, the man was healed immediately. I come to understand that when we allow ourselves to worship Jesus, worship in reality is to give all yourself unto him in spirit and truth. When we do that, what we're doing is saying, although I'm in pain, although they cast me out, although I don't know what to do, I do know that you are my Messiah. And as my Messiah, I shall worship you. I shall believe that you will cause a healing. And I ask you with humility to do what you do. Literally, as I'm talking with this young man, I'm coming to see how he felt about being loved by this magnificent Jesus. So him and I begin to talk a little more and a little more. And as time went on, he said, it is not my family who I need. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this. It is not my family who I need to have them tell me sorry, to please forgive me. It is me who should go to my family and tell them, I'm sorry that I made you feel like you needed to cast me away. I'm sorry that I did things that would cause you to sin. I'm sorry that I took on a disease that motivated you to cast away whom you love on whatever level there may be. I looked at this young man and said, now you got this. I need not speak no further. See, because the reality is this here. If you leave it up to them to bring forth any kind of a reconciliation, it may never happen. But if you allow yourself to be the one to do so, then you get the opportunity to show them Jesus at a level that will cause them to possibly say, I now see the errors of my ways. And the young man said, can I ask you something, Pastor? Huh? Yes. Is this what Jesus, or correction, is this why Jesus was so free? I said, young man, I'm going to tell you like this here. When Jesus was on the mountain, he was teaching, and this is a part of the teaching. When he was on the mount, the people said he spoke as if he was a person of authority. You see, when you understand that you have authority, you do not need to allow your emotions to have dominion over you. You can literally look and assess the situation and say, just as they was brought up in iniquity, just as they was a sinner the day that they was conceived, so have I been as well. So I don't need to treat them in a foreign manner because they hurt me. All I need to do is reward them because if they possibly had not have treated me that way, possibly would not have gone to Jesus. So I can find out how wonderful that touch is. And now that I've been touched by him, let me go touch them who wouldn't touch me, so they can find out how good it is to touch somebody. See, because Jesus didn't do this simply because he wanted to show me how powerful he is. What he did was can be touchable so that I can have the ability to touch somebody, because God just doesn't give it just because. Because everything that has to do with him has to do with somebody else getting what he gave. I think we talked for about 2.5 hours. We had church. Not because of the fact that he was any further in pain, but he understood that Jesus had healed him of the pain, and now he wanted to go and touch those who caused the pain so that they may not cause any more pain, even to themselves. I was just elated, overjoyed with the reality of what God was doing at that specific time. I come to see that God is so good to us until literally we can actually say no weapons formed against us can prosper, because Jesus literally gave us everything that was needed for us to actually combat all things under the sun. That's how good he is. That's how good the word is to us. Allow ourselves to just simply say, I believe. I believe that God has all power and he has given it to Jesus so that I can receive it. Whew, Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you. We will be dancing in the street every time somebody say or do anything of negativity. We would be dancing, and the reason why is because of the fact that we would say, I get yet another chance to touch somebody the way that Jesus has touched me. So I ask you this. Will you allow yourself to touch somebody today, this evening, tomorrow, God so allow us? Will you go to somebody who hurt you and tell them that you literally are asking them to forgive you? See, because I come to understand that if I don't reach out to touch somebody, regardless to what they did to me, then I'm no different than the ones who just simply say, you no good. Because everything that got to do with Jesus had to do with him touching even those who tried to harm him, even those who caused pain, even those who killed him. Because if you remember, he said, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. See, he was touching them. They did not necessarily allow themselves to feel the touch, but he was touching them. He reached out to them to let them know that there was a better way of dealing with the situation at hand. See, everything that has to do with him has to do with somebody saying, I give God all the glory. I give God all the glory. I am so overjoyed with the reality of what God does in our lives until we should be able to say, I have been blessed by the best and I feel no stress simply because his name is Jesus. Yes. There should be nothing that stops us from revealing the very best of God. Before we can even reach that level, we must be humble unto the Holy Spirit so that we can reveal God through us or let God reveal himself through us. And everything that has to do with being painful will begin to fade. It just will just go. Before you know it, you're smiling because you just feel so good to know that somebody loved you so much that everything that had to do with whatever experience, I have dominion over it. God bless y'all. Have a good night. Take care.